Can you tell us what your show involves?
Well, yeah, it's the story, really, of how I became a stunt magician. Now, a stunt magician, in my view, is somebody who takes a bit of magic, takes a bit of danger, and also has a few laughs along the way. And, it's different because I like to kind of put my life on the line a little bit throughout the show.
Sounds like a risky sort of show, but can you give us an insight then into any of the stunts you'll be performing, or is it all a secret?
Oh, no, I'm quite happy to share that. So one of the things I do is a little tribute to one of my heroes, a sideshow legend called Melvin Burkhardt, who's called the Human Blockhead. And for those who don't know what the Human Blockhead is, it's an amazing act. It was world famous in its day. And he took a nail and he hammered it into his own head, which sounds crazy, but it's perfectly possible if you know what you're doing. Don't try it at home. And it's an exciting thing. It's a little tribute to my hero as well.
Is that one of the things that got you into this sort of magic, the whole stunt magic thing, or how did that come about?
Yeah, I started out as a magician. I was doing close-up magic, card tricks, that sort of thing. You know, as a youngster, it interested me, and it slowly, gradually became less a hobby and more of a job. And then these dangerous kind of things started to take my fancy. I started to learn, the human blockhead. I started to learn other things, and it slowly escalated, really. I took an interest in that, and then somehow I ended up as I am today.
Have you had anything... These things do sound risky. Have you had anything go wrong ever with any of these stunts?
Ooh, I've drawn blood a few times, definitely. Nothing's gone too majorly wrong yet. There's a lot of safety checks in there, things to make sure that... You know, the bad things never happen.
So, I guess, how long does it take you to develop this sort of show?
This show, I took it to Edinburgh 2 years ago. It did fantastic. And that was my first proper hour-long show doing this sort of magic. And as I said, I was doing magic before that, but just little bits of dangerous things here and there. And as it came together, it was probably about 3 or 4 years of just gathering this sort of magic. And when I took it to Edinburgh, it was fresh, it was new, it was something I'd never really done as all one thing before. Probably took a good 2 to 3 years, I think.
So it's a pretty long process to put it all together. Do you have anything that's like a signature trick, or does it change with every show that you do?
The show as it is, I've written it especially for Australia. So what I've done is I do stick to what I do there, but there's quite a few other things I do. You know, if I need to pull out the bag, I can. But signature trick-wise, I'd say the nail in the nose is something that I can do anytime, anywhere, really. I was walking along the opening night on the Adelaide Fringe, and somebody said, is there something you could show us now? So I just thought, just to these two people, I'd show them the hammer and nail, except I didn't have a hammer, so I used a shoe, which is kind of crazy.
It's a versatile trick.
Well, exactly, but it gets them involved as well. But before long, a few people gathered round. I wasn't even expecting it. Suddenly I looked around, there's about 30, 40 people are watching me hammer this nail into my nose, which goes to show, it's, even though the nail part is more sideshow than magic, it's still gathers a crowd, and you can see why it stood the test of time.
Yeah, it's even listening to it, I'm intrigued to see how it works. If this was a visual medium, that would be good, but we'll have to go see the show. I guess, do you have any tricks that you're working on at the moment, any stunts, or are you just getting through the fringe and then you start on another show?
Well, I tend to do a rewrite every so often of the show because I like to keep it fresh for myself, because when it's fresh for me, it's more fun for the audience. The trick, there is one particular thing I'm looking at right now, which involves throwing a knife at an audience member, which is quite frightening.
Sounds risky.
It is pretty risky, but if it goes correctly, the idea is that an audience member would sign a card and it would get lost in a deck. Then we just simply throw the deck into the air and I would launch this knife in between me and the spectator, and it would get pinned to a board that the spectator is holding. And that's kind of pretty exciting. The audience is probably thinking, why is he throwing knives at another member of the audience? But it's one of the things I'm working on. If that goes right, I think it'd be a lot of fun.
It sounds very interesting. I'm not sure. I'm a little bit scared to be in the audience now, but I am. Have you been to the Adelaide Fringe before?
I've not been to the Adelaide Fringe. This is my first time in Australia. I came from Fringe World in Perth before this. I had a good warm-up run ready for Adelaide to get this show all in order, make sure this brand new show for Adelaide had no kinks and things like that. And now I'm here. I just love it. Adelaide's a fantastic place.
It's very, very unique for Adelaide then. Hopefully we're on par with the Edinburgh Fringe. How's it looking so far? Are you enjoying being here in Adelaide?
In some ways, the Adelaide Fringe is definitely superior. Obviously, Edinburgh is the biggest in the world, but a Saturday night in the gardens here at the Fringe is insane. So many people come out to see the shows, have a good time, and the gardens themselves look fantastic. All of those shops and bars and venues, it's a cool little place.
It's what we like to hear. So I guess, was there any other option for you when you were just doing magic as a bit of a hobby? Were you thinking of doing anything else as a career, or?
Well, what happened was, because I was learning, I originally in uni and stuff, was studying computing, things like that. And over time, that kind of drew me slightly mad. It was a little bit too much for me. And I thought, you know what? I've always wanted to perform. I've always wanted to do stuff with magic and on stage and things like that. And this kind of happened. I was doing wedding magic and things like that, which isn't the same thing. You're almost performing what they expect, whereas on stage you get to express yourself, you get to be yourself. And this just felt perfect for me.
So where can we see you then? I think you're performing lots of shows through the Fringe, so no excuse not to get down, but where are you performing?
So it's at the GC at the German Club. That's down on Flinders Street. It's running from, it ran from the 16th and it will be ending on March 18th. It's not on Mondays, so don't turn up because there'll be no one there.
Well, you have to wait till Tuesday then, but there's so many opportunities to get down and see. So definitely do that because it's a bit of a Adelaide premiere now, this show.
It is. One of the cool things about it is as well, while it sounds like, it's dangerous, I made sure that it was written so families could come along as well. It's a PG show, so the older kids can come along with a bit of support from an adult, just in case one little bit might get to them. But to be honest, so far the kids have loved it. To be honest, the kids have probably loved it more than the adults do because of the kind of gross nature of some of the stunts and some of the crazy things that go on there.